Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Mark. Mark, the first chapter, in your Scofield Bible, page 1046. We'll begin with verse 21, and we'll read through verse 28. We'll read these verses responsively. Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28, page 1046. And the text verse is the 27th verse. After reading this passage, we'll turn to yet one more verse of Scripture nearby. Stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For even with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. Let's turn to the fourth chapter of the same book, Mark chapter 4, and verse 41, page 1050. Mark 4:41, the last verse of that chapter, and we'll read it together. Ready? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And let's pray. Father, we owe thee a great debt. Thank you for your gift of salvation. Thank you for the Word, our Bibles, which makes so plain that which you've given us and that which you require of us. Thank you for a church which upholds this great book. And thank you for a preacher who preaches thy word. Thank you for these great gifts of thy blessing. We need thee, we need your word, we need to listen today, and we pray for thy blessing and power upon our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now, Holy Father, we come to that hour. We don't understand, most of us, how badly we need. We come to that hour when most of us are casual and don't understand it's life or death. This morning, somebody's entire future will hinge on this message. Several somebody's. This morning, some man will determine his destiny on earth and even eternity because of this message. This morning, some home may be saved or not, according to our obedience to the Word of God in this message. And so I come with fear and trembling, as I always do, to proclaim the Word of God. Give me the ear and the hearts and minds of my people today, in Jesus' name. Amen. I ask you to sit up straight and listen very carefully. I want to speak this morning on the subject, God's greatest disappointment. I don't know about you, but I don't want to disappoint God. Let me just be frank. I don't want to disappoint God. I mean, He made me. Every bite of food I've ever eaten, He's provided for me. The air I breathe, He gives to me. The fact that I'm going to heaven someday is because he gave his son for me. Don't you understand? Doesn't it matter whether or not you disappoint God? God spoke and said, "Let there be light." And nothingness obeyed him, and light lived. God spoke to darkness, and darkness obeyed him and yielded to light. God spoke to a firmament and commanded it to divide the waters above from the waters beneath. And the firmament obeyed. Don't forget that word, obeyed. The firmament obeyed. God spoke to nothingness and commanded emptiness to bring forth grass, and nothingness obeyed. Again, he spoke to nothingness and commanded emptiness to bring forth the fruit tree, and nothingness obeyed. Again, he spoke to nothingness and commanded nothingness to bring forth the herbs of the field. And nothingness obeyed. Again, God spoke to nothingness and commanded that nothingness bring forth the rose. And nothingness obeyed. Again, he spoke to nothingness and said, "Bring forth the fern and the vine." And nothingness obeyed. In Matthew 14, he spoke to the wind and said, "Stand still. Just stand still. Don't you move. Stand still." Are you listening to me? And just as nothingness had obeyed him, and just as darkness had obeyed him, and just as light had obeyed him, and just as the firmament and the waters had obeyed him, the wind obeyed him. In Matthew 17, he even spoke to a demon. Get this. A demon. A demon whose destiny is hell forever. A demon who at one time was an angel in heaven and rebelled in the insurrection led by Lucifer. He said to the demon, "Get out of him." And the demon obeyed. Just like the wind. Just like nothingness. Just like the waters above. Just like the firmament. Even the demon obeyed him. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 27, we read a while ago, Jesus commanded the unclean spirits to come out. And they marveled. They said, "What manner of man is this, that even these unclean spirits obey him?" In Mark 8:27, he tells the wind to sit still and hush. And the wind sits still and hushes and obeys him. In Mark chapter 4 and verse 41, he says to storms, "Stop your commotion." And the storms and the winds stop their commotion and obeyed him. In Luke 8:25, he said to some strong winds, "Sit down, be still." And those winds obeyed him. In Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12, God needed some more time, or his people needed some more time. Are you listening to me? His people needed some more time to fight a battle. They needed more daylight. And God said in Joshua 10:12, "Son, hey, son, hold it right there. Stand still." And the son in verse 13 obeyed and stood still. The winds obeyed him. The firmament obeyed him. Nothingness obeyed him. Darkness obeyed him. The sun obeyed him. And in verse 13 of that same passage, God said to the moon, "Moon, you hold it right there too. Are you listening? You hold it right there. Moon, stop. Stand still." And the Bible says, quote, "The moon stayed." And the entire universe came to a halt. Venus obeyed him. Mars obeyed him. Jupiter obeyed him. Saturn obeyed him. Neptune obeyed him. The North Star obeyed him. And the entire universe snapped to attention and said, "Yes, sir!" And the sun stood still because God ordered the sun to stand still, and the sun obeyed him, and the stars obeyed him, and the moon obeyed him, and the entire galaxy obeyed the Savior. Judges chapter 5. A battle was raging. God's people were fighting a battle, and God decided to enlist the stars in the army of Israel. And God said, "Stars, hey, stars, come down and fight for my people." Turn me down just a bit, please, PMN. "Come down and fight for my people." And the stars of the heavens obeyed him, left their places, left their orbit, and came to earth and enlisted in the army of God and fought for Israel. And the army of Sisera was defeated. Why? Because even the stars obeyed the voice of God. In creation, God commanded a star to be. And nothingness obeyed him, and from nothingness there came a star. And God said to that star, "You go to that spot right there in the heavens and you shine in the heavens." And that star went to the very spot assigned to him. And I don't understand, if a star will go to the spot assigned to him, why won't a Christian go to the spot assigned to him? And the star went to that place. It demanded no attention. It demanded no praise. It demanded no honor. Nobody ever pointed to that star and said, "Star, you're a beautiful star." Or, "Isn't that a beautiful star?" That star was a part of the heavens. And one day, after several thousand years, the millenniums passed, God said to that star, "Leave your place and go to the Middle East and hover over a manger in Bethlehem and announce to the whole world that the Savior has come." And the star obeyed him. Our Lord spoke to the dead and said, "Come forth." And death obeyed him. Death obeyed him. Stars obeyed him. The sun obeyed him. The moon obeyed him. Demons obeyed him. Evil spirits obeyed him. Darkness obeyed him. Waters obeyed him. Firmament obeyed him. Emptiness obeyed him. And death obeyed him. "Lazarus! Lazarus! Come forth!" "Yes, sir!" And death obeyed him and rose. Deaf ears obeyed him and heard. Blind eyes obeyed him and saw. Lame legs obeyed him and walked. Palsied hands obeyed him and calmed. Jesus spoke to a fish and said to that fish, "Come over here. I want you to do something." And the fish obeyed. He said, "See that coin right there? I want you to take it and put it in your mouth." And the fish obeyed. Jesus said, "Now fish, I want you to come over here at the shore." And the fish obeyed. And Jesus said, "Now open your mouth." And the fish obeyed. And Jesus took the coin from the fish's mouth. He told storms to go to sleep, and they obeyed and did. He ordered fever to cool, and fever obeyed. He commanded the sea to part, and the sea obeyed. He commanded mighty winds to come and dry the ground
that was wet where the sea had just been, and the mighty winds obeyed. He commanded a raven to go to McDonald's and get a sandwich for Elijah. And the raven obeyed. The unclean bird, not a lamb, not a dove, not a clean turtle dove fit for sacrifice, but the unclean raven obeyed the command of Almighty God. He commanded a dove to pick out an olive branch and announce the end of the flood, and the dove obeyed him. Animals obeyed him and entered into the ark. Now you think about that for a while. You try to entice a male and a female tiger to go into a boat together and see what kind of luck you have. Get a couple of rattlesnakes and order them to go inside. I mean, you just pick your animal. I mean, the buzzard and the hyena and the elephant and the giraffe. Somebody said the other day, "Yeah, you don't believe all that stuff about those elephants. Do you think two elephants went in the ark?" I said, "Sure." "Well, how did those big old elephants get in the ark?" I said, "God had no sense to get baby elephants." Elephants obeyed him. Lions obeyed him. Tigers obeyed him. Leopards obeyed him. Tarantulas obeyed him. Snakes obeyed him. Wolves obeyed him. Foxes obeyed him. Dogs obeyed him. Cats obeyed him. And the entire animal kingdom obeyed him and marched into an ark. God commanded the donkey to speak to Balaam, and that donkey obeyed him. He commanded fire to come on Mount Carmel, and fire obeyed him. He commanded a ram to go to a certain bush and be there on Mount Moriah. So when Abraham offered Isaac a substitute to be in that very bush, and that ram obeyed him. Now listen to me carefully. If storms obey him, if fever obeys him, if even the demons, the demonic world, evil spirits obey him, if the waters obey him, if the stars obey him, if the moon obeys him, if the sun obeys him, if winds obey him, if angels obey him, if ravens obey him, if doves obey him, why in the name of common sense won't his greatest creation obey him? Wouldn't somebody tell me why the object of his love? God didn't send his son for stars. Jesus didn't die for buzzards. God didn't give his only son on Calvary for ravens. He didn't die for palm trees. He didn't die for birds of the air or fish of the sea or beasts of the field. Why? Tell me why! Tell me why! Those of us for whom God gave his only begotten Son, and for whom that Son gave his life. Somebody tell me why we won't obey the King of Kings. The ones for whom he left his ivory palaces. The ones for whom Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The one for whom the shepherds sang or heard the song of the angels. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. The ones for whom the star nestled above the manger. The ones that caused the wise men to come from the east and bring gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Why would those of us, the object of God's divine love, and the object of God's greatest gift, and the object of Calvary, why wouldn't those of us for whom Jesus lived 33 homesick years away from heaven, why wouldn't those of us for whom he lived and suffered and had no place to lay his head, as foxes had holes and birds had their nests, why wouldn't those of us for whom he was homesick for heaven, for whom he was exiled from his own hometown and kicked out of his own synagogue, the ones for whom he was wrongly tried The ones for whom he stand before the high priest and Herod and Pilate. The ones for whom he was beaten on his back with the cat of nine tails on Calvary. The one for whom he was stripped and beaten beyond recognition. The ones for whom he died and dipped his own soul into hell. You listen to me, you ungrateful pig. You listen to me, you selfish, self-centered, self-righteous, egocentric, ungodly sinner. You listen to me. What right do you have to disobey him whom stars obey? Donkeys obey him, but you don't. Buzzards obey him, but you don't. Ravens obey him, but you don't. Winds obey him, but you don't. Storms obey him, but you don't. Trees obey him, but you don't. You ungrateful pig. Somebody tell me why, when he commands us to give 10% of our income to God, we disobey? Would somebody tell me why, when he says, come ye out from among them and be ye separate, why Christian people will go to the rock concerts? Would somebody tell me why we disobey? You listen to me. You have no right in this world to disobey the one who gave you eternal life. Preparing a home in heaven for you right now, and you disobey him. What an ungrateful pig. You tell me why, when the whole universe obeys him, all creation obeys him, would you tell me why you disobey him when he says you shouldn't drink your liquor? When he says you ladies ought to not wear men's clothing? When he says you men ought to get haircuts? When he gives the great commission in Matthew 28:19-20 and says, go ye therefore into all the world and teach all nations, get people saved, get them baptized. I'm standing here this morning. Listen, I'm standing right here today looking at the object of God's love, the object of the incarnation, the object of his lonely homesick life, the object of his false trial, the object of his being beaten beyond human recognition, the object of his giving himself on Calvary, the object of the crown of thorns, the object of the robe, the overcoat taking the place of a royal robe. I'm looking today at the object for whom he went into hell and stayed in the grave for 3 days and 3 nights and rose again and ascended back to Father. And even now, he is interceding for you and you won't even obey him. I'm looking right now at the most ungrateful of all of God's creatures. I'm looking tonight at the only disobedient creatures that God ever made. What? Aren't you proud of yourself? Somebody tell me, when the winds and waves and birds and beasts, when even unclean spirits obey him, I'd hate to think I was a poor Christian than a demon. Do you know what I said? Next time you disobey your parents, children, you stop and realize the demons obey him, but you won't. Because God commands you to obey your parents. Would you tell me why a wife would not be subject to her husband? Because God said to. Aren't you proud of yourself? But you say, he's not what I want. The Bible didn't say obey the husband you want. The Bible didn't say submit yourself to a good husband. He said, wives, submit yourself to your husbands. I don't love him anymore. It didn't say submit yourself to the husband you still love. Now you listen to me. Aren't you proud of yourself? Aren't you proud of yourself? You say, you're preaching to me. You got a preacher that loves you enough to tell you the truth and to try to save your neck. The demons obey him. They said, what manner of man is this? The evil spirits and demons obey him. Winds obey Him. Storms obey Him. Ravens obey Him. Doves obey Him. Animals obey Him. Winds obey Him. Demons obey Him. Nothingness obeys Him. Emptiness obeys Him. And you, I say you, the object of God's omnipotent love, are the only creature He ever made that disobeys Him. I don't understand it. Somebody tell me why, when He tells us to present ourselves a living sacrifice, we won't do it. God's commandments are not God's suggestions. God's commandments are not God's preferences. Nothingness? Give me some grass. Yes, sir. Nothingness? Give me a tree. Yes, sir. Nothingness? Give me a fern. Yes, sir. Firmament? Go that way and divide. Yes, sir. Raven? Go take some food to Elijah. Yes, sir. Dove? Go get the olive branch and bring it to the dust of the ending of the foot. Yes, sir. Wind? Sit still. Yes, sir. Sun? Stop. Yes, sir. Moon, hold it. Hold it. Yes, sir. Stars, come down and fight for Sisera. Yes, sir. They obeyed and obeyed and obeyed and obeyed and obeyed and obeyed. Except you. You deserve a medal. Aren't you proud of yourself? You are the only creature God ever made that disobeys the Son of God. When I'm going to go to heaven, you're going to be ashamed when you get there. You wait, you gals that left your husbands without a reason. Praise God. You wait till you Christians go into your nightclubs. You wait till you face God. You wait till you soap opera watchers face God. You wait till your rock music listeners. You wait till you face God. When I go to heaven, if I listen to rock music, there's something a whole lot bigger than when you go to heaven. There's a God who loves you and gave His Son. Did you hear me? He gave His Son for you. If you took that boy, your son in high school, you took that boy and you put him down here and took his life for me, I'll guarantee you one thing, buddy. I'll be your servant the rest of your life. And you put your little puny, insignificant, pusillanimous mind up against the mind of God and say, I don't want to make me happy. You haven't got the brain of a gnat. Somebody tell me why, if angels obey Him, a donkey obeyed Him. Is that God trying to tell us that we don't have the brains of a donkey? Sun obeyed Him. Moon obeyed Him. Stars obeyed Him. Fig tree obeyed. God said to a fig tree, wither. Wither I will. And the fig tree obeyed Him. And God says, love your wives. God says, obey your parents. God said, submit yourself to your husband. God said, lay aside every weight. God said, lay aside every sin. Stand up and cheer yourself. Look in the mirror and say, hey, guess what you are? You haven't got as much sense as Balaam's donkey. You haven't got as much sense as a buzzard. You haven't got as much sense as a demon, as an evil spirit or a demon. You, the object, did you hear me? You, the object of God's love, amazing love, deity. Enough to get you a home in heaven and pay for it with the death of His own Son on Calvary. And you won't even obey Him. Don't you ever look in the mirror again and be proud of your pretty face. Don't you ever look in the mirror again and be proud of your Arnold Schwarzenegger physique. I wouldn't give you a dime for him. I gave him a dime to drop dead. But don't you ever again. Shut up, you disobedient rebel. You dumber than a donkey. Don't you ever be proud of your report card again and disobey the Son of God. The winds and the waves obey thy will. Peace be still. Peace be still. Whether the wrath of the storm-tossed sea or demons or angels, whatever it be, they all obey Him. But you. Because you think you're smarter than God. And that's what it is. It is self-idolatry. You think you are smarter than God. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. When darkness obeys, waters obey, nothingness obeys, winds obey, demons obey, unclean spirits obey, sun obeys, moon obeys, stars obey, Venus obeys, Mars obeys, Jupiter obeys, the North Star obeys, the dead obey, deaf ears obey, dumb voices obey, blind eyes obey, lame legs obey, palsied hands obey, a colt obeyed, storms obeyed, fever obeyed, sea obeyed, raven obeyed, dove obeyed, animals in the ark obeyed, fig tree obeyed, angels obey, donkey obeyed, fire obeyed, a ram obeyed. Aren't you proud of your rebel self? I'll do my own thing. You don't have a right to do your own thing. Our Heavenly Father, my heart hurts today over many people in this audience. Many people who are self-worshippers. Their mind is smarter than the mind of God. Their will is better than the will of God. I pray today you'd help us to join the ranks of those, the wind, the fowl, the beast, the fish of the sea. Help us to join the ranks of obeyers. Our heads are bowed. Nobody.